In this yin yoga class, we will celebrate the uniqueness of your experience. For this yin yoga class, you are going to need a strap, a bolster, and some blocks. It's nice to put an extra blanket underneath you for extra cushioning for the yin classes. And if you're new here, hi, my name is Melissa. We are filming from Victoria, BC inside because it's basically wet now, wet winter. And there's a few weeks that we have to film inside during the year. We're going to be in California in a few weeks. We'll film some episodes for you there. But until the weather gets nicer again, then we're indoors for a few weeks. If you're a returning student, thank you so much for coming back. I really value our time together in practice. This is part of a series called the Perfectionism Series. It was a request by one of my students named Kirsty, and I was just looking in our membership community this morning, and she was saying she's just drooling looking forward to this series. So that really touched me, made me so happy to know how much she's looking forward to it. And also another member, Amy, was saying how much she's looking forward to the series. So I'm excited for them to receive this series. If you're new here too, yin is one of my favorite styles of yoga to teach because it really encourages an inward journey and practice, and we can really sink into the teachings in a way that's more difficult to do. I find it more difficult to do in a hatha yoga class. So I think that's it. Let's begin by coming down into some centering. You can rest back with your bolster underneath your knees to begin. So just begin by feeling the stability of the earth underneath you. And then start to become aware of the bones of your body. The bones of your legs as they drape over your bolster. The bones of your pelvis. The bones of your spine. The bones of your rib cage. The bones of your shoulder blades. Your arm bones and your skull, and even the smaller bones of your feet and your hands. And notice how these bones are settling into the support of the earth. And not just settling into the support of the earth, but also riding on your breath, kind of like bobbing up and down in the water as they ride on your breath. So let's bring our minds and our energy and our emotions to the theme of our class today, which is perfectionism. You may have perfectionist tendencies if you have excessive concern with details, you're extremely devoted to work, you're productive at the expense of leisure, you're excessively conscientious, you're thrifty, you are inflexible and rigid when it comes to morals and ethics, or you're reluctant to delegate tasks or relinquish control. However, as we learned last week, perfectionism is the result of the culture that we live in, the families that we grew up in. And so we don't need to be perfectionist about our perfectionism. Okay, we're going to gently reach out. And then you're going to bend your knees and roll to your side. And we'll make our way up to a seated position. I'm going to do bound angle pose for our first posture. So you're going to make a, it's called butterfly and yin. So there's space between your heels and your groin. You're going to make a diamond shape with your legs, and then I like to fill the space. So fill the space for you. And then you're going to hinge forward. If it's difficult for you to hinge forward through your hips, so depending on the mobility through your hips, it's a good idea to put a folded blanket here or roll up your blanket here or sit on your meditation cushion. And then you're going to sit forward here. You can also move your bolster like that. It's quite nice. So in yin yoga, we follow the principles of yin, which are to find an appropriate edge in our posture where we feel sensation, but not too much sensation. We want to be able to soften and be still in our posture. We also want to be able to stay for a while. And in this class, we're going to be staying in our poses for 5 minutes. So you want to choose a position that allows you to be able to soften, be still, no fidgeting. You don't want to be pushing to go deeper into the posture. You want to be able to stay in the pose. So to a perfectionist, life is either often perfect or imperfect, right or wrong, good or bad. But we are often comparing reality as it is to something imagined, some kind of imagined better reality. And I think many of us can relate to the tendency of comparing our current experience to some imaginary better experience. And this is so common in the world of yoga, which has been co-opted by the image-rich world of media and social media and advertising. So everywhere we turn, we see perfect men and women performing perfected versions of yoga postures. And so it becomes very natural to compare our experience of yoga in general and poses specifically with things that we see in the media, in social media, and advertising. So see if you can soften. You're going to slowly release this posture from your body and put your bolster off to the side. We're going to rest back and feel the rebound, feel the chi moving through your body. And then you can bend your knees and roll to the side again. We're going to do keyhole or sleeping pigeon. You can do pigeon pose if you want, but I really feel drawn to use the wall to do it today. So I am going to follow that inspiration and turn my mat here to the wall. So let's start with legs up at the wall here. If you're going to take this version, or you can do pigeon on the ground, it's up to you. And swing your legs around, starting with legs up the wall. And this is a nice version too if you have any knee issues. You could also do it without a wall. Let's just start with your left leg crossed over your right thigh. And then you're just going to bend your right knee just enough until you feel sensation in the outside of your left thigh and into your left glute there. So it's no wonder that the quote success of our yoga experience becomes equated with failure. If we're always comparing our experience with these external images, it's no wonder that we never truly feel successful, because we perceive our reality comparing what our experience is not, rather than what our present moment experience actually is. So if we're always comparing our present moment experience against what it's not, rather than what it actually is, then we just are continually feel like failures. So on the one hand, you may want to accept yourself, and last week's class was all about acceptance and the courage for acceptance. So if you haven't done the first two classes, it's a good idea to go back to them. So on the one hand, you want to accept yourself, but on the other hand, you are afraid of endlessly being stuck and never capable of being changed, of having change. So it's kind of a double bind, right? And I'll just let you be with that double bind until we get to the other side. Okay, so you're going to release this side from your body. Just take a moment here to feel the difference between the two sides, to feel the chi flowing through the outside of your left leg, through your left buttocks. Then we'll do your other side. So you're going to cross your right ankle over the top of your left thigh now. Open your right knee out to the side. You're just going to gently, very slowly, lower your left foot down the wall just until you feel sensation on the outside of your right leg and into your right buttocks. So one of the many reasons that I love yin yoga so much is that it acknowledges something called skeletal variation. So skeletal variation means that each one of us is unique. And there's many ways that we're unique, but one of the ways that we're unique is in the length and the shape of our bones, and also in the way that our bones fit in our joints. So what does this mean for those of us that are pining after back bends and forward bends and hip openers? And I'm guilty of this too. I pine for the forward bends and the back bends. And my hips are, honestly, my hips, this is not to brag, this is just to make the point that from the first yoga class I did, I was able to do lotus pose. So my hips were just, that was my unique bone structure. They were already open. It's just the way my bones are in my hips. So it means that often our bones are limiting our movements and into our poses, or allowing the movement in our poses. And it has nothing to do with the practice itself. It's not our flexibility or lack of flexibility. So I hope that that reality check lets you off the hook, and also not just lets you off the hook, but lets you off your own little ego trip too. Like, let's get real. Sometimes we take credit for things that really, you know, we don't deserve credit for. So it's our own unique bone structure. One time Tim and I were asked to come into a classroom and speak about our experience of filming and over the last decade and the work that we do to teach students how to do it. And one of the questions that the teachers asked us is how we were able to reach a global audience, how we were able to reach so many different people all around the world. We just looked at each other and said, honestly, we didn't do anything special. We just filmed our classes and put them on the internet, and the internet did that. Like, it wasn't anything special that we did, right? So sometimes, you know, our uniqueness can let us off the hook, but sometimes we have to recognize that it's, you know, our uniqueness gives us a leg up too. You know, it's nothing special. Sometimes we have unique talents that we're just born with as well.
Dumb luck.
Exactly. The fact that we're born here and we have so many privileges because of that. The fact that Tim and I were both given Commodore 64s when we were young children, and we were comfortable on computers and finding our way around them, right? All of these things contributed to who we are now. The fact that our parents were both cheap and we both had to learn computer games on cassette tapes. Do you remember that, waiting for your computer games to load up on cassette tapes?
I used to copy them down from a magazine.
Oh my God.
I used to program
them. Tim used to program his own from a magazine. See, that's why you get this unique skill set here with Tim being willing to problem solve, because his parents were even more cheap than my parents. Okay, so let's release this side from our body. Boy, we got a little bit of a ways from that unique bone structure, right? But it's those things that are in your bones, right? The way that we were raised has influenced who we are today. That's in our bones that gave us the thriftiness and the resourcefulness that is us today. Funny the things that come out when you're working on your hips. Okay, so from here, what were we going to do next? Okay, now we're going to do banana asana. So I'm actually going to leave my mat here. We're going to use the wall still, just with your feet. So you're going to have to push away from the wall, which might be a little bit hard to do against the... Might have been better just to get up. Okay, so you want to have your feet against the wall still. And you're going to take your feet over to the left side of the wall, and then your arms overhead. And you can choose your how much resistance you want here. So you can have your arms straight, your arms bent. You can have a bolster underneath your arms if it's too much for your shoulders. You can lessen the bend in your body. So do whatever works best for you in your body, and know that you're going to be here for 5 minutes. So you don't want to choose too much of a side bend, because you got to stay with it. So you want to soften into it. So skeletal variation is one way we can offer ourselves ongoing acceptance, non-judgment, and non-comparison. We can constantly judge ourselves against what is, what should be in our minds, and what could be, but in reality, we might just have a bone structure that is never going to be to allow a certain pose to be in our body. So by the way, this pose is for your gallbladder meridian. And this whole class is for your liver and gallbladder meridians. The gallbladder is a really good meridian to help you with discernment and good decision making. Liver meridian, which runs along the insides of your legs, is a good meridian to help you release frustration and irritation. And And just having your feet against the wall here in Bhinanasana is nice because it can help to ground you in what is in this present moment experience instead of wandering off into the fantasy of what could be in the future, which is something that perfectionists like to do, imagine a better future rather than being with the experience as it is in this moment. Space between your teeth, soften. You slowly release this side from your body, come back to the center. And we'll just pause here in the center. And then take your feet over to the right side of your mat. You're going to side bend over to the right side. And then you can add your arms. And remember, you can put a bolster or a pillow behind your arms if your shoulders are tight. You can hold on to your wrist or you can bend your elbows. So look after your own body. Remember, you're going to be in the pose for 5 minutes. Acceptance is witnessing your own unique experience without comparison and acknowledges your experience just as it is. Your experience will be unique and different from anybody else's. So we'll celebrate the uniqueness of your experience as part of the ordinary perfectionism of all that is. And these, I think I've mentioned to you that this, these classes have come from Samov Pavel's book called Present Perfect. So if you wanted to read along or do more reading on this, you could read Samov Pavel's book Present Perfect as well. But there is something really quite special or something quite helpful about taking the teachings into your body. It imprints it on a really much deeper and more meaningful level. It allows you to take the teachings in a way that just taking them in your mind alone just doesn't. That's something I hear from my students again and again, that when they bring the body into the practice, in addition to the mind, it just takes it to a whole new level. So I think it's very valuable to combine the two. Drop your tongue away from the roof of your mouth. Let your breath flow through your body, into your ribs, into your belly, into your side, left side body. Okay, you're going to very slowly come back to the center. And release and feel the rebound in your body. Let's give our bodies a chance to settle, especially, I don't know about you, but I find that quite intense to have my shoulders, my arms overhead in my shoulders for that long. So just give it a chance to settle here. Okay, we're going to bend our knees and roll to our side and make our way up to a seated position now. You're going to need a meditation cushion or a block for the next pose. Okay, for this, we're going to do shoelace pose is called in yin, or cow's face is called in hatha. And this one always gets people kind of freaking out. And it's a great one to practice for skeletal variation because it's one of those ones where the structure of your bones determines the posture for you. So you're going to cross your left leg over your right leg. And you want these, well, see, this is the great thing about skeletal variation in yin, is you want to be comfortable in your body. So for me, I'm not that comfortable because it feels kind of intense. It's kind of going into my, I feel it a little twingy in my knees. So to make it less intense, I'm going to put the meditation cushion underneath my buttocks and just see how much more nicely my knees line up here and there's less space between them. It's maybe a little much, so it might have been better to have a blanket. But you know what? I'm going to leave it. I can still feel sensation in my buttocks, and I'm going to be here for 5 minutes. So I'm going to say that that's a good edge for me today. Also, because I've been filming so many classes lately, I'm going to leave it at that. So you can put a block underneath your buttocks. You could put a folded blanket. You might not need anything, but honor your own body, okay? Especially because over the last few classes, we've been doing a lot of glute work. So in this one, we're going to twist one side for a little bit. So skeletal variation is one way we can offer ourselves ongoing acceptance. I think I've already said all this. Oh, well, I'm going to say it again anyways. Non-judgment and non-comparison. We can constantly judge ourselves against what is, which should be in our minds, and what could be in reality. And we might just have this bone structure that's never going to allow a certain pose in our body. So unless you compare your pose to somebody else's pose, you have no basis for judgment. So to conclude that your pose is substandard, you have to be comparing your experience of a pose in this moment in time to something you deem to be the standard, the be-all and end-all for all time. We're going to twist to the other side. So skeletal variation allows us to find acceptance. Acceptance that each one of us is different, unique, and our own perfect selves. And skeletal variation is only one aspect of how each one of us is unique and different and perfect in our own way. It's just one example that I've drawn on in this class. So in yin yoga and any yoga practice, ultimately the best practice is feeling how the posture feels for you from the inside. And that's why we spend so much time in each yin class with the principles of yin, choosing that appropriate edge, softening, being still and staying for a while. Okay, come back to the center, and we're going to switch which leg is on top. And we'll find that twist. And soften into the pose. Okay, come back to the center and you're going to twist to the other side. Okay, and then you're going to come back to the center and you're going to rest back for Shavasana. Okay, so you can rest back in Shavasana with a bolster underneath your knees to receive your practice. Okay, you can stay resting back here. And I will sit up and read you a poem. Today's poem is a Mary Oliver poem, so a favorite poet. And also it's probably many of your favorite poems too. A favorite poem from a favorite poet called Wild Geese. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over, announcing your place in the family of things. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over, announcing your place in the family of things. So I want to acknowledge you for taking the time for this yin class and for finding acceptance in your perfect imperfection. So you can start to deepen your breath and wiggle your fingers and your toes. Begin to stretch out. And you can start to bend your knees and roll to your side. Start to make your way up to seated. We'll gather the fruits of our practice in first to ourselves and then offer them out into the world with our mantra and mudra series. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So I want to thank you all for joining me today. Give yourselves a thumbs up for offering yourself acknowledgement and acceptance for your perfect imperfection, and put, I honor my own unique precious self in the comments. I honor my own unique precious self in the comments. And if you go to melissawest.com/mudras, I'll send you 9 of the most requested mudras in a PDF to your inbox. And I do some moving mudra series in our membership community too. If you're interested in that, you could, that's in our membership community. And I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our ocean. May you be rooted as the old growth trees in our forest. And may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti, Namaste.